Reg began to look a bit more worried, but he nodded.
Very clear, sir.
Glad to hear it. Jag shook his hand, then spoke more loudly. Good luck, Admiral. Debate well.
You too, sir.
Reg cast a sideways glance at Dalla, who was watching from her podium across the stage, then added,
May the best man win.
Jag could not help cracking a grin. Well said, Admiral. Very well said. He crossed to Dalla's podium and offered his hand, only to have her glare at it like something diseased.
I don't think that's necessary, Jag,
she said.
Do you?
Jag lowered his hand.
Charming to the last, I see, he said. Very well, Admiral. I trust you intend to honor the terms of the election accord we signed.
Why wouldn't I?
Dalla replied.
After Hagamore 3, I have no doubt about the outcome of this election.
Jag lowered his hand.
I guess I wouldn't either, if I were in your position, he said. That was a rather unfortunate mistake. Perhaps our intel was bad.
Dalla gave him a tight smile.
You'll have to do better than that if you expect to win, Head of State Fell.
Jag gave her a reluctant nod.
Don't I know it?
A voice sounded over the house speakers, announcing that the broadcast would begin in 10 seconds. Jag returned to his own podium in the center of the stage and took a couple of deep breaths he really did not need. He felt surprisingly calm, then listened politely as the moderator welcomed the audience and introduced the candidates. No sooner had the man finished than Dalla went off script and walked over to wish luck to her opponents, going to shake hands first with Reg, then with Jag. With the holocams emitting a barely perceptible whine and floating just out of Jag's sightline, there could be no doubt that they were on live holonet. Jag squeezed her hand and smiled.
Admiral Dalla, how nice of you to offer your hand, now that the holocams are live.
Dalla returned his smile with one even broader.
I only wanted to do it once, Head of State, she said. I'm sure you understand.
The retort, amplified by her mic, drew a spontaneous chuckle from many of the moffs. Jag was left with little choice but to dip his head and acknowledge that Dalla had drawn the first blood. She returned to her podium, then listened politely as the moderator announced that each candidate would be allowed 5 minutes for an opening statement. The mic light on Jag's podium turned green, and a digital readout began to count the 5 minutes of allotted time for his statement. Jag removed a data pad from the inner pocket of his dress tunic and propped it over the readout. He really didn't care about the debate rules, and he was fairly certain that once he began to speak, only one person in the room would want to silence him. Jag looked into the audience and located Moff Gattels, who was seated alone in an empty side section, accompanied only by the 2 armored guards standing behind him. Jag nodded to the old man. When Gattels reluctantly nodded back, Jag smiled and looked directly into the holocam hovering in front of him.
Esteemed Moffs, loyal citizens, Jag began. When Grandmaster Skywalker and the Moffs asked me to become the Empire's temporary head of state at the end of the Second Civil War, there were 2 things I did not expect to happen. First, I never expected to survive nearly 4 years as the leader of the Moff Council.
This drew a chorus of pointed chuckles from the in-house audience. Jag looked up and smiled as though he too found the Moff's habit of murdering their leaders a laughing matter, then continued.
Second, I did not expect to come to love the job as much as I have. For both of those things, I am grateful. And because of that gratitude, I have held your interests at heart in every decision I have made as your head of state.